Wellington County, out of the seven county mayors, only mayors Greg Davidson and Chris White have said they will be running for re-election in this fall's municipal elections. Recently, Minto Mayor George Bridge announced his retirement after 12 years in office. "I will be running for re-election again for the municipal elections in October. There's already a lot of projects down the pipeline that I'd like to continue and go forward with," said Davidson of Mapleton Township in a phone interview. The first-term mayor was hit with an unexpectedly high price tag on a much-needed water tower this past summer. Water pressure was getting close to the minimum pressure needed for firefighting, and the Drayton water system is the original one dating back decades. So, council had no choice but to approve the water tower. Recently, he's put a notice of motion at a county council meeting directing county staff to look into electronic speed enforcement in community safe zones and school zones. Davidson has also recently asked local residents to support a funding application to the province for a child care service. Similarly, Guelph, Aramosa Mayor Chris White, who has been in office since 2006, is hoping for a fifth term this October. "Is George the only one who's backed out?" White joked in a phone interview. "But I will be running again, but I have no plans yet as these are very early dates. We're still trying to recover from a pandemic and we've got projects on the line that I hope to continue working on if the people will have me again." Last year, Guelph, Aramosa Council, in a 4-1 vote, paved the way for a controversial fridge manufacturing plant on Jones Baseline that had opposition from nearby neighbors who have now appealed to the Land Tribunal. The township will also be updating its 10-year parks master plan in the upcoming months. Meanwhile, Mayors Alan Alls of Erin, Kelly Linton of Center Wellington and Andy Lennox of Wellington North said they have not made a decision as of yet whether they will run for office in October. Attempts to reach Paslinch Mayor James Seeley about his plans were unsuccessful.